Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people at Boston, and everybody else in between picking up the pieces. Week 13 of the National Football League. Not done yet. And of course, normally it's just a Monday nighter, but we've got a Monday doubleheader. We've got a game on Tuesday as well. Trace McSorley was going to be starting for Baltimore. Lamar Jackson's back. All right, so Lamar's going to be back. They're going to have some other guys back as well. We'll break that down. We'll also recap what went down today. The Cleveland Browns win again. And it's getting pretty serious right now with the Cleveland Browns. Yeah, Browns are a good football team. This is another pick that we told you about all week last week that we thought the Cleveland Browns were to play. Number went all the way down to 4 points in this game. And say what you will about Baker Mayfield, but you better put some respect on that name after the performance today. 4 touchdown passes for Baker. We should note first half. Performance, and they nearly blew it. Not really, but they were up massive. And they ended up getting outscored 28-3 in the second half. But they still hung on to win a football game 41-35. Cleveland's like, you know, really in this thing right now. People don't talk about Cleveland. You know, it's interesting. People only really talk about the Cleveland Browns when they suck. You know, like if they were choking and being the Browns and stuff like that, then everyone would talk about it. But since they're winning, kind of flying under the radar, man. But the Browns are a 9-3 football team right now. Except they're kind of screwed because of the division that they're in. You know, they're not going to catch Pittsburgh. And then therefore, it's going to put them on the road in the postseason. Indianapolis gets it done. And we've been saying the same damn thing about the Indianapolis Colts all year long. You watch Colt games and they're about to lose. You know, they're okay, but they're not great. And they always find a way to win. And how they found a way to win today. Houston was about to score late, and there was a bad snap. The headline says Deshaun Watson fumbled the snap, and I've heard people say Deshaun Watson fumbled the snap. He didn't really fumble the snap. The snap was like at his ankles. He never got the snap. The snap came in low. He lost control of it, and Indianapolis fell on the football, and Indianapolis escapes with a 26-20 win. We hit the teaser there. Minnesota played like crap. But somehow, you know, they were playing Jacksonville after all, so they managed to win 27-24. It wasn't pretty, but the Minnesota Vikings are actually in the playoffs right now. Arizona's falling apart. The Rams get it done, as we told you all week. The Rams have now won 7 in a row against the Cardinals. Shocker. We did not tell you that this was going to happen. Nobody did. New York Giants won? Late Night Anger Management Class. Vent your rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Late Night Anger Management Class. I am Morenzi. We're throwing it down. Sports Rage. Sunday, bloody Sunday. Big Man on Campus. We'll step up in it a little bit later on. We'll run the gauntlet with Big Man as we do every Sunday. Of course, we're with you for 3 hours, 180-minute full court press. Quickest 120 minutes in sports. Now the fastest 180 minutes. And you know what? Last week, actually, the week just flew by. Some great shows. We'll try to keep it rolling, get some new guests on, more guests, different takes, different opinions, more picks, and everything else in between. So NFL Sunday today, another weekend of NFL football, another anticlimactic week. Once again, we talk about it every week. The crap-ass product, like, was anything like, oh, wow. Like, oh, my God. You know what I mean? Like, they're, you know, what game was really great? The Cleveland game was okay. If you had Cleveland, I guess it was okay. The Rams and Cardinals, you know, but ultimately, man, it's really kind of been a drab year in the National Football League. But with that being stated, I say this every year about the NFL, and what kind of saves the NFL is the playoffs. That's what saves the NFL. That's what people remember. And the playoffs are going to be off the hook this year. The playoffs will be great. You know, it's because basically you get fresh matchups and the games count. But this year we're going to have more playoff games, you know, instead of the two wild card games. You know, of course, there's an extra playoff team in each conference. So wild card weekend really will be wild, man. We're going to have like six games on wild card weekend and pretty evenly matched games as well. We'll get you the playoff picture as it stands, but I'd have to say the biggest, you know, the biggest surprise of the day, obviously the New York Giants winning today. Giants going into Seattle. Seattle's offense was absolutely terrible. You know, just terrible. The Seattle scored 12 points in the game, including a safety. You know, offensively, they scored a field goal in the first half, and the Giants without Daniel Jones only get 105 passing yards from Colt McCoy, but it was enough. And I think it's enough probably to win a division as well. As crazy as it sounds, I think the Giants just won a division today. Like, basically, there needed to be somebody to win a game that nobody thought, like, any one of these teams was going to win. And then that was it, pretty much. And, you know, here it is. And the New York Giants actually have done a great job under Joe Judge keeping this thing together and just competing. Are they a great football team? No. No, they're not. Every game they play in is ultra close. There's a really small margin of error for them, but you got to give these guys credit. No Daniel Jones, no Saquon Barkley. You know, they go in here, they win with Colt McCoy and Wayne Gallman. Really, Seattle just sort of beat themselves. And quite frankly, Seattle haven't looked good in about, you know, 5-6 weeks right now. They really haven't. Like, I think it's what? Seattle were like 5-1 at one point, weren't they? Like, Seattle have been struggling as of late. A massive win for the Giants. We had Jeff Feinberg on, Supercharger fan, late last week, and we had the debate as far as Anthony Lynn was concerned. And, you know, it already felt as though that they were going to have to make a coaching change. But after today's loss, and, you know, does the final score matter? No, yes and no. Yes and no. But it does if you're a coach that's kind of like on the hot seat or sort of on the fence as it is right now. And losing 45-0 like this, losing 45-0, that's going to cost you your job. Like right now, there's no doubt that the Chargers ownership group have decided, yeah, we're going to have to make a change here as the wheels have completely fallen off for the Chargers. So, you know, ultimately, I think this was it for Anthony Lynn. I think they will make a change there. So at least now it wasn't as hard of a decision to make. Because even like leading into now, it kind of was. I know, you know, he makes mistakes, Lynn, but he's also done some good things. It's been a weird season, but losing 45-0, you know, that's going to be the nail in the coffin for Anthony Lynn. Philadelphia Eagles, you know, the Eagles played like you would sort of expect them to play. They lost by 14. It looks, we'll see what happens. We'll get Big Man on Campus's thoughts on this moving forward. Do they go with Jalen Hurts as the starting quarterback now for the remainder of the season? I mean, they put Jalen Hurts in the football game. He had 109 passing yards and a touchdown. Coach Peterson was noncommittal during the press conference after this game. So, you know, decisions are going to have to be made. The problem with this is, it's not a case where it's like, well, we have this young quarterback and we have to get him on the field. You owe Carson Wentz a lot of money. Like, so you're going to pay Carson Wentz all this money to be a backup quarterback? Because I got to tell you, I don't see a lot of teams, you know, picking up the phone to say, you know what, we really want to trade for Carson Wentz right now. We really want to trade for Carson Wentz right now. And, you know, and especially when you consider there's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on the market this year, including Sam Darnold. Including Sam Darnold, who looked good in the first half, but then, you know, he started to Sam Darnold it up. Turnovers, fumbles, interceptions. That Jet game was actually pretty wild, in which you always sort of got the feeling that the Raiders were going to win. Like, the Jets got the ball back with, like, 2 minutes left. You know, the Raiders, like, were inside the red zone, and boom. Like, the Jets just, like, a three and out, and they give the ball right back. The thing is, you can say, oh, the Jets are trying to lose, right? They're not trying to lose. The coaching staff doesn't care about getting Trevor Lawrence. They're not going to be there. Adam Gase isn't going to be there. You think Adam Gase or Greg Williams, any of these guys going to be there? They're not going to be there. The coaching staff's done with the New York Jets. So they have nothing to gain by losing these football games. And, I, you know, it is what it is. I saw that somebody tweeted out here. Was it Adam Schefter? Let me find the tweet. Did I retweet it? It was pretty crazy about the Jets and the defensive scheme that they ran on that play. Like, basically, nobody has done this in, like, 15 years. Like, nobody's ever blitzed and sent the house leading late in a game like this. All right, so this is the Jets. The Jets set the house, 7 pass rushers on the Raiders' game-winning touchdown. A Hail Mary-type situation where only a TD hurts them. An unheard-of play called a database since 2006. They are the only team since 2006 to send 6-plus rushers that met all 3 qualifiers for score, lead, and distance to go. Final 15 seconds of the game between a 4- and 8-point lead and 40-plus yards from the end zone. There's been 251 pass plays since 2006 in this situation at end of football games. The Jets are the first team ever to send 7 pass rushers in this situation. So they sent 7 pass rushers. Ruggs, the fast kid, just ran right past everybody, and Carr just lobbed it in there for a touchdown. But as we stated, if you're the Jets, like, you're damn fortunate that this happened. Like, honestly, you should thank the Raiders that the Raiders didn't screw this up. All right? You should thank the Raiders that the Raiders didn't screw this up for you. Because, you know, you don't want to be winning football games. I think there's a big difference between getting Trevor Lawrence and getting Justin Fields and getting Zach Wilson. And speaking of Zach Wilson, wow, what a win by Coastal Carolina. We'll get into that with Big Man on Campus as well. But if you're the Jets, it's just crazy the way that it happened. Yet ultimately, I know it's frustrating for the players. Like, honestly, like people talk, oh, they want to tank. You think Adam Gase wants to lose? Adam Gase will not be there, right? Adam Gase doesn't want to be known as one of the few coaches that went 0-16. So he doesn't want to lose. And this was their opportunity. Like, this was the one. You got to believe, like, you know, like last week and this week were kind of their chances to win. But Sam Darnold doesn't want to lose. Sam Darnold is getting replaced. You don't think Sam Darnold is aware of the situation that they are going to draft Trevor Lawrence? So it's not like Sam Darnold's like, oh, yeah, let's lose this game. And so they can draft Trevor Lawrence. And I don't know where I'm going to end up. Right. So the players aren't trying to throw the game and the coaching staff aren't trying to throw the game. So in other words, it shows just how damn stupid these people really are. Holy crap. Sent the house 7 pass rushes. Big Man on Campus steps up in it. Late night anger management class. Sunday, Bloody Sunday continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn, and most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And you know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football.
Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Sports Race Sunday, Bloody Sunday. I am Renzi with throwing it down. Big Man on Campus, Barstool Sports, set to step up and in. Lucky 13, week 13 of the National Football League. And we still have got three more games to go, guys. Pittsburgh and Washington in the evening, afternoon/evening. And we've got the Buffalo Bills and the San Francisco 49ers in a great game. Probably it should be the game of the week, actually. And it's funny because I'm looking at the card next week in a typical NFL fashion. The card sucks. All right. And Buffalo and Pittsburgh's like one of the few cool games on the card. One game is playing next week. Philadelphia. They get New Orleans. That should be fun. Speaking of Philadelphia, Barstool, of course, is set up a Barstool Sports House in Philly. Perfect for Big Man on Campus from Philadelphia. Barstool stepping up. And what's up, Big Man? How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, Gabe. How are you?
Always good, Big Man. Always good. Thanks for joining us tonight. So I'm just talking about the Jalen Hurts Philadelphia situation. Whatever, dude. It's deja vu every week. It's rinse and repeat every Sunday when we talk about this football team. But I know you know it's for the best anyways. Like, wait, what's the point of winning games anyways if you're Philadelphia? But they bring in Jalen Hurts right now. So he comes in early in the third quarter. 5 of 12, 109 yards and a touchdown, an interception. He rushed for 29 yards. Carson Wentz didn't seem too pleased about it, but like in typical Carson fashion, I don't know, he didn't seem that upset. Oh, I'm a competitor, but you know, it is what it is. There's just no fire with this guy right now. But thing is, Big Man, you bench Carson Wentz, you're paying the guy a hell of a lot of money to sit on the bench for the next couple of years because he's owed a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue you have, and that's why they're not going to do it. You know, at the end of the day, I think they could kind of use the, you know, we're not going to – I guess I don't really know what they're going to do, because I think they still think they can make the playoffs, even though we all know that it's not going to happen. I don't really know what to do. You're painted into a corner. I guess Doug could just say, well, you know, Carson wants it himself, and we try to get something going. But I don't know. I think the last interception kind of hurt Hurts a little bit. It wasn't really a great throw. Look, this team is it's the same song and dance. I don't really know where to go with it. And, look, the truth of the matter is over the next – you know, you look at this year, Carson Wentz is going to make, you know, $39 million. I mean, next year 25, then 22, then 27, then 26. It's wow. Just – it was a bad contract. It is what it is. I still will say, and I'll say this to him, you know, I guess people tell me I'm too stupid – I still think if he gave the guy weapons, he would do more. I still think if he gave the guy a high-level offensive line. I mean, look at today. I mean, his starting offensive lineman, Jack Driscoll, was his left tackle, a rookie. Just – you don't have very much there. And I feel like if – let me ask you this. If instead of taking J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, they take D.K. Metcalf, and instead of taking – Jalen Reagor, let's say they take Justin Jefferson and maybe they get Davante Adams instead of Jordan Matthews. Do you think if those two receivers are on this team and they had a competent offensive line, you think Carson Wentz would be playing like this? I don't think so.
Yeah, and I can't. And you know what? It's one of these deals where it's been years, so it's hard to make excuses for, but there's also reality. And the reality is, and look, Dr. David Chow joins us a couple of times a week, and he said point blank, like he's never seen an offensive line with as many injuries as the Philadelphia Eagles has. And he was in the NFL for 17 years, right? Like they've had third stringers, guys playing out of position, and it's a tough spot for Carson Wentz to be in. And his confidence is shot. So it's like a double dose of, you know, it's just a double dose. And Peterson's confidence, everybody's, listen, there's going to be bad years. It is what it is. I would imagine next year, big man, going into this, I don't think they're making the playoffs now. Like, I didn't think they were already, but I don't think they are now. The Giants winning today sort of broke the cycle of these teams. All it was really going to take, big man, is one of these crappy teams in a division to win a game nobody thought they were going to win, right? And I think the Giants just did it, getting to 5 today. Look, Philly's at 3. I think Washington's going to lose to Pittsburgh. And the Giants could maybe try to squeeze another win out of this. But honestly, you know, you don't want to... You know, what's the point of making the playoffs anyways? If you're Philadelphia, you want to get a good draft pick. But honestly, does it really matter? You just nailed it. They're going to screw up the draft pick anyways.
Yeah, I mean, that's the major issue. I mean, and I actually wrote a blog about 6 hours ago now about just the failures of this team at receiver. I mean, that's really the big one. I mean, it's really laughable. I mean, the failures they've made over the years. And look, you look at the roster. I mean, this is a bad roster. I mean, there's not a lot of talent here. You know, luckily they won a Super Bowl, because I don't really know where we'd be if they weren't able to. But when you look at this roster, I mean, the defensive line has some stars. I mean, Fletcher Cox is a good player, Brandon Graham, but you know, Graham's getting up there. Barnett's solid. But you look at the linebackers. I mean, they don't care about linebackers on this team. The secondary, you know, there's nothing there to be excited about. It's just it's hideous. This could be the second worst roster in the NFL. I mean, I mean that. I at least like the Jags have like Chenault and some players that can you know do something. I don't, outside of the Jets, I think this is one of the worst rosters in the league. I mean, it's truly laughable. Why does Alshon Jeffrey? Why has he not been cut? I mean, seriously. I mean, what are we doing here?
Yeah, there's going to be a massive retool. Rager will give a chance to. He's still young. He showed, you know, he makes plays.
But Gabe.
They should have went with Jefferson, obviously. I mean, Jefferson was the guy. No one, you said it before the draft, and I was a big fan of Jefferson as well. I was surprised. That's why Minnesota was comfortable. Look, Minnesota basically got draft picks and traded Diggs for Jefferson. Jefferson's doing the same thing Diggs for them anyways, and he's younger. So, yeah, things are right. Jefferson was the guy.
Let me say this, and I agree. I would have taken him as well. And you look at whether it's Chenault, whether it's Claypool, whether it's Justin Jefferson or T. Higgins, all those guys have almost double the amount of catches and way more than Rager and way more touchdowns. You look at the – Gabe, listen to this for a second. These are the last 10 receivers drafted by the Eagles. Listen to this list. Rager, John Hightower, Quez Watkins, who's never been active, J.J. Arcega-Whiteside, who's generally inactive, Mac Collins, who's gone, Shelton Gibson, 3 catches in 20 games, he's gone, Nelson Aguilar, gone, Jordan Matthews, gone, Josh Huff, gone, Marvin McNutt, never played a game here.
Wow.
Riley Cooper. I mean, what is that? What on earth is that? I mean, you have 70% of that list never played on this team. And if they did, they were gone within a year. I mean, it's just horrific.
That's hard to get that many wrong in a row, isn't it?
There's a lot worse. I mean, Todd Pinkston, Freddie Mitchell, Billy McMullen, Reggie Brown. I mean, the only receiver this team drafted that was any good outside of DeSean Jackson was Jeremy Maclin. And outside of that, I mean, Freddie Mitchell, you drafted Freddie Mitchell over Reggie Wayne and Chad Johnson. I mean, it's just incredible how much talent this team has missed because of inability to drafting. And it all goes back, Gabe, to Howie Roseman. Howie Roseman, under the leadership of this guy, he has driven this team into despair. And outside of a flash in the pan in 2018 because Nick Foles got hot and he had Frank Reich, this team has been disgraceful.
Yeah, they had the 1 year, and it's lucky. You guys have that Super Bowl, and they can't take it away from you. And you're talking about the wide receivers. What a list, dear God. And even the running backs, big man, been a problem, like just finding that running back. We talk about the offensive line issues, but, you know, we thought maybe Miles Sanders was that guy. The consistency isn't there. He's injured. He gets in. It's been a couple of pedestrian performances in here in a row from him. And yeah, like I said, I understand the offensive line, but you go back, Donnell Pumphrey. And, you know, but we can look at the list of running backs that they've drafted, and there's been a lot of swings and misses there, too.
Yeah, I mean, what's really disgusting is it's at multiple positions. I mean, you know, Danny Watkins. I mean, Danny Watkins was the first round pick. I mean, you look at some of these others. I mean, Jaquan Jarrett was a second round pick. I mean, Nate Allen. I mean, Trevor Lawls, Victor Abiyamiri, Kevin Cobb. I mean, Broderick Bunkley. I mean, these are all first or second round picks. You're right. The running backs have been laughable as well. The secondary picks, I mean, they're just horrific. There's no one worse at drafting than the Eagles. No one. And let's not forget the worst pick in the history of the NFL, Marcus Smith in 2014 as a number one pick. I don't know where to begin with them. I don't know how to explain any of this, but they are where they are, and it's because of their inability to draft. And no offense, but the team across the street has the same problems. The basketball team. I mean, they are horrific as well. They just don't seem to understand that you need to draft, and without it, you ain't going to win.
And, you know, as you stated, too, they're not just a couple of players away now. It's a good point. Like, every position. Like, you know what I mean? So, listen, Miles Sanders, you know, you're not giving up on him yet. But the quarterback position's a question mark. The offensive line, definitely you need to draft some offensive linemen. You know, you can't be bringing old dudes back all the time, people playing out of position. Same guys are hurt all the time. You've got to draft a bunch of offensive linemen. You talked about it. The secondary has been an issue for years. Linebackers. The strength of the Eagles when they won the Super Bowls and when they were good, when they won that Super Bowl, was the O-line and the D-line, right? They were always good in the trenches, and it's caught up to them. They have essentially the same O-line that's broken down now, so that's a problem. But you're right. There's a lot of pieces. There are a lot of pieces away. And as I stated, it's hard to trust Howie to draft all this and put it all back together. It really is.
Yeah, they have to. What they need to do first is they need to fire Howie Roseman and Doug Peterson. I know the Doug Peterson stuff's crazy, but Doug Peterson is lost. He doesn't know what he's doing. You need to start fresh. Go get Eric Bieniemy. Let him try to work with Wentz. Get him some talent. Get some offensive linemen, and let's move on.
Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Rage it up. Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci. Rage all you want.
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it.
Late night anger management class. Sunday, bloody Sunday, Sports Rage Sunday. I am Morenci, big man on campus from Barstool Sports. Kicking it with us. Check out his blogs and, of course, download the ultra successful basketball podcast as well. Big man on basketball. We'll get into some hoops. Just quickly, big man, how about that New York Giant win today? I didn't see that coming. With Colt McCoy, a quarterback. You know, say what you will, man, about Joe Judge, but they don't beat themselves right now, the Giants. You know what I mean? They show up. We're talking about in the trenches and just toughness. The Giants are a tough team. They're physical. They finish tackles. They get to the ball fast. You can tell like that they're well coached. You know, they need more talent on the defensive side of the football. But, you know, getting it done with Colt McCoy and Wayne Gallman, looks like the Giants might have won the division today, big man.
Yeah, I mean, they're a team that's done it through, you know, defensively through just good free agent signings. Blake Martinez, James Bradbury, Jabril Peppers, you know, Jabal Sheard. I mean, David Mayo, all these guys, Leonard Williams, Logan Ryan. I mean, it's all just making the right decisions. You know, you look at the offense. I mean, you mentioned it. Colt McCoy wasn't a world beater, but, you know, Wayne Gallman was, you know, they ran the ball well. You know, Seahawks have issues, man. I mean, this has been.
They do.
A couple of weeks now with Russell Wilson. I mean, I don't know what it is, but the Giants continue to play well, and the Eagles continue to play very poorly. And like we talked about earlier, I think you know this division's over. It's pretty simple.
You know, to me, if you look, you know, look at Kansas City wins tonight. What do you think, big man? Is it just a deal where Kansas City? It's a division rival, and oftentimes you'll see this, right? Even really good football teams, they'll struggle with a division rival. But KC were kind of sloppy, but KC haven't really been smoking teams. Are they living dangerously, or do you think they're just going to dial it up in the playoffs? Because as it is now, dude, you think about it, they're going to have to play three games. They're not going to have a bye. We'll see what happens with Pittsburgh moving forward. But what are KC? I think KC are still the team to beat, but how do you see it right now as the Super Bowl unfolds?
Well, I mean, luckily they were playing Drew Lock, one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. And Drew Lock is brutal. I mean, he is horrific.
Yeah, it looks like they got problems. I was thinking about that. I was like, damn, man, Denver's going to have quarterback issues again moving forward.
I mean, that throw that he missed on third down where they didn't end up going for it on fourth down, the throw he missed to Judy was ghastly. I mean, it was horrible. And luckily, you know, that's why they won. But, you know, the Chiefs get those breaks. That's what they do. They're a luck box team. They seem to get those breaks. But, look, they're very good as well. I mean, Patrick Mahomes just makes throws that a lot of others don't. But I'll keep saying it. The Steelers are the team I'd look at. I think they are built. They have the best defense, one of the best defenses in the league. Ben's playing at a super high level. His movement's been good. He just looks fresh, you know. Whether it's Smith-Schuster or Claypool or whoever, I really like the Steelers, man. I'm going to keep saying that. You know, they'll win tomorrow.
Got to argue that it's decent value. You got an undefeated football team that could have home field advantage, and they're plus 600 still, right, to win the Super Bowl. Yep. And they will have a bye. Like, they only have to win two games. I know KC, you know, it's not easy winning three games in a row. It's a challenge. It's a new wrinkle that the NFL has thrown in here that definitely makes teams' lives a hell of a lot more difficult. It's a lot more easy to win two games to get to the Super Bowl than three, just due to the mathematics of it, due to the injury factor, the travel factors. It's just things that come into play. Statistically, your odds go down, obviously. So right now, the Chiefs are plus 260. Saints are a dangerous team. The Saints are a dangerous team, but we've seen them fall short of the playoffs before, big man. The Saints are the NFC favorites right now, and You know, no one really likes this team, but I do, and I took them today, and I'm talking about the Rams. The Rams play up or down to the level of competition, and the Rams will be a difficult team to deal with in the playoffs. McVay's a good coach. They have playoff experience. You want to talk about a good defense. They've got Donald. They've got Jalen Ramsey. They've got playmakers on defense, big man. The Rams are not going to be an easy out in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, as long as they don't have to play San Francisco, they'll be good. I mean, they lost both meetings to San Francisco. I mean, you know, and look, I think, you know, they probably should have won against Buffalo. I remember that shit show with Buffalo off. Going up big. And, yeah, that was ugly. But, you know, outside of that, they've been very good. Remember that first game against Dallas? They shut down Dak Prescott, and that's kind of when you thought, wow, you know, this defense is legitimate. Donnie Wrightside hates Jared Goff. I don't really get that. A lot of people don't like Jared Goff. I get it. He's not, you know, he's not flashy, but he just looks
he's
like a quarterback.
He's over-criticized.
Look at the last two of the last three games. He's thrown for 351 and 376. He's had a couple of interceptions, but you know, he does what he has to do. He looks like a quarterback, solid player. They got a good run game, good defense. Some good receivers, and their coach is good. He, you know, they kind of remind me of just like that team that, you know, like the Falcons or the Niners last year. Very good offense, good mind at you know, the controls, but you know, they just kind of come up short. I think they'll get to the Super Bowl, you know, or push to the Super Bowl, and they probably aren't good enough to win it.
Exactly, that's what I think. They'll get to the NFC Conference Championship game or so, and I think fall short. But the thing with the Rams. With Goff is, as you stated, Goff has a really good game. Nobody says a damn word. Goff has a bad game, and it's front page headlines and Twitter lights up. You notice that with him? Like, that's the way it works with Goff. And Goff has more good games than bad games. That's why they're 8-4, and their two losses are against a division rival. And as you stated, the Buffalo game, and I'm a Bills fan, and I say this, you know, the Rams got screwed with that penalty late in that football game. And, you know, I tell you what, a team, I don't know about winning the Super Bowl, but they're also a team, big man, that people will talk about them if they screw up and they're sort of a circus. But I find it interesting now that they're really good and people don't really talk about them, and that's the Cleveland Browns. That was an impressive win today. And not just that win, they have 9 wins. Like, I don't care how you get there. You are what your record says you are. They're a good football team, and they're doing this without Odell Beckham. I question Baker Mayfield at times, but Baker's getting it done. The coaching staff is great. The play calling is great. They have the best running back tandem in the National Football League with Chubb and Hunt, the number one rushing team in the NFL, 161 yards on the ground. Today, Baker threw 4 first half touchdowns. Browns check in at 34-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm not saying they're winning the Super Bowl, but they have been a good team and a fun story this year.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like him a little bit more if they had Odell Beckham. I think he had a solid year. But I got to be honest, Gabe. You know, the first half was impressive. I mean, you go up 38-7 at half, but you win 41-35. I mean, what's that all about? I mean, for nothing, Gabe. They were an onside kick away from losing this football game, probably. I thought they got some lucky breaks in the first half. I thought that spot with the Derrick Henry play in the first half, I thought it was a little poor. You know, then Derrick Henry fumbles. You know, they just kind of got blitzed. Tennessee was kind of due for that kind of game. They really hadn't had it this year. But I thought they played really honorable in the second half, Kansas City, or for Tennessee. It felt like Mike Vrabel made some adjustments. And they didn't give up either. I mean, you're down 38-7 a half, Gabe. You generally give up. They could have won the game. That Scott Hansen goof, he was on Red Zone talking about, this game's over. They have no shot. And then they scored. He goes, oh, wait, they got a shot. Yeah, they have a shot. It's the NFL. I'd much rather take Tennessee over Cleveland. Cleveland's a very gimmicky on defense. I don't think they're going to get 92 yards out of Donovan Peoples-Jones every game. I would like them a lot more if they had Beckham. But, yeah, you make a good point offensively. I think they're solid. But I think defensively they have some issues.
You know what it is, though, big man? They're going to be in the playoffs, and – I hope the Bills, like as it is, it was the Browns at the Bills, but things have changed up a little bit now with the Titans losing. Now would be the Dolphins at the Bills. But with that being stated, you know, when that bad weather in January, late, and, you know, you're in the playoffs, it's nice to know that you can run as well as they can. They have a good offensive line. as well. So what do you think about tomorrow's games? You got Pittsburgh laying 6.5 to Washington. The total is 43.5. And then my Buffalo Bills against the San Francisco 49ers. Niners getting healthier. And I'll tell you what, like Miami's only a game back. They're right on Buffalo's heels. Now, it's a good thing Buffalo beat them. So they've got the tiebreaker in their back pocket. But nevertheless, as good as Buffalo season's been, Miami is knocking on the door right now. What do you make of the doubleheader tomorrow?
Yeah, I don't love the late game. I've really liked what I've seen out of San Francisco lately. They're starting to get healthy. That kind of screamed San Francisco. But again, you know, they have some weird travel issues right now with not being able to play, which we've talked about.
It's in Arizona.
Nuts. Yeah. I actually, though, you look at that Washington game, I mean, they're just begging you to take Pittsburgh, aren't they? But I'll tell you,
6.5.
These spots, and you know what will happen in this game? It'll get down to 6. It'll get down to 6 at about 3 o'clock. And this game will end like, you know, 21-17 or something. I think it's a low-scoring game. It's probably a lot like the Ravens game last week.
Yeah.
Maybe you get a late back door from Washington. I normally have no interest in betting the favorite in these spots. I would probably look towards Washington here. I think they're pretty good defensively. But, yeah, gun to my head, I'd take Washington and San Francisco. And the one I like more would be Washington. I think defensively they're good.
You know what it is? I think you're onto something, too. You'll notice, big man, pretty much every one of these games that have been sort of unorthodox, makeup games, early games, midweek games, they're always ugly, bro. They're always ugly. Like, even, like, the favorite team. Look at last week with Baltimore. Baltimore didn't have any players, and Pittsburgh looked like that's the team that didn't have any players, right?
That's a prime example. I was going to bring that up. You know, there's a guy at Barstool. He has a lot of trouble betting, and I told him, I said, look, man, he told me, there's no way the Ravens cover. He said, they don't have anyone. I said,
was that Marty the Mush? I like that guy's videos. Marty the Mush, he's funny.
No, it's this guy called Frank the Tank.
Frank, the Met fan.
Yes, the Met fan, yes. Yeah, he says to me, like, I can't win. I said, look, take the 10.5. They're hang close. They have a good defense. They'll do enough. I said, watch. They're going to backdoor late. And remember I told you that. And that's exactly what happened. Let me ask you, Gabe, when Trace McSorley came into the game, did you think that they could even get a first down, let alone score a touchdown?
You saw him skipping a ball. He's hopping balls and stuff. But it was just that's the way it works. Look, buddy on Pittsburgh falls.
They make one play.
One play. Yeah. Not even like a sustained drive or anything, right? Just a one play. But like you said, how many people? Look, I got burnt like a real square today. I played against everyone in the NFC East. I was like, I'm going to play a moneyline parlay against everyone in the NFC East. Look at the Giants go in there. These double-digit favorites, especially at this time of the year, man. Teams are beat up. The numbers, bad teams are getting more points. Look today, big man. One of my best bets of the day today, and people were like, you're crazy. You're taking the Jets? I took the Jets. I thought the Jets could win the game outright. They nearly did. Thank God I didn't take them on the money line, but I covered with the number because the point spread was just too high. It's dangerous laying favorites at this time of the year. Just ask Kansas City bettors tonight.
Yeah, and you're also starting to see, you know, the NFL. You know, this is what happens when you bet pro football, and when the NBA comes in about 20 days, you're going to see it there as well. If you're betting favorites consistently, you will lose. It's pretty simple in pro sports.
Barstool Sports in the house, big man on campus. We'll get into some college football and, of course, college basketball before he rides off into the night. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Late night anger management class continues. I am Morenci. We're kicking it with Barstool Sports, big man on campus. Download his podcast. It drops tomorrow for the week. We'll get into some college basketball on the other side. We're into the three-minute warning of level one, and of course we kick it for 3 hours now. Buffalo now plus one against San Francisco. This game is in Arizona due to the Santa Clara shutdown, of course. And you know what's like, you know, it's totally bizarre. Dr. Chow brought this up earlier today with us, big man, is that the New England Patriots are staying in California for 2 weeks or a week and a half. Meanwhile, San Francisco's from there and has to leave there. Like, you know, how does that make sense? You know what I'm saying? Like, so like basically, like the Patriots played in Los Angeles today. And they're playing against Los Angeles again on Thursday. The Patriots and the Rams on Thursday Night Football. We actually have a good game on Thursday. So I just like the irony there of this. So San Francisco's got to play in Arizona now for the next couple of weeks. And Buffalo, of course, lost to the Cardinals here, big man, on that Hail Mary. I'm not happy about going back to this stupid stadium, to be honest. A tough game, man. You mentioned it. Listen, Shanahan's one of the best coaches in the league. You know, you give this guy half a team and he can get, you know, he can compete with anybody. This is a tough spot for the Buffalo Bills. Weird game tomorrow, big man. You know, total's 46.5. I get the feeling it's going to be a wild, fun game tomorrow night. I think it's going to go over that number.
Yeah, I think I've, you know, you and I have talked before. I'm just not real, you know, I just don't think the Buffalo defense is real good. I mean, I know they've improved a little bit lately, but I just like the way the Niners are playing. I know that, you know, they're going to have, you know, Nick Mullins in there, but I don't know. Like I said, I don't like this game as much as the other one. I think that the Washington Redskins are going to play. But, yeah, the whole stadium stuff, it's just so stupid. This country's such a mess, really, on both sides.
Late Night Anger Management Class. All right, we got a quick sports update. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes on the other side. More with Big Man on Campus. Level two coming up. Bring it.
Build digital-first customer relationships with Salesforce Digital 360. Connect every marketing, commerce, and digital experience on a single platform. Innovate fast with easy-to-launch sites, campaigns, and apps. That's more relationships, more revenue, more return, and more success. Salesforce Digital 360. Hear from our customers at sfdc.co/digital360.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, it notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.